You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G.
Hello, Dodger fans. Welcome to Locked On Dodgers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Locked On Dodgers is the daily podcast covering the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. I am Jeff Snyder of Baseball Essential, flying solo today. I've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We have some more cuts to the roster in spring training camp. We have an official donut of the Dodgers. We have a listener question about the Astros. And we have me ranting. It's not a political rant, although it is a rant about a politician, I guess, with regards to the Dodger Stadium safety protocols. So that's the plan for today. First, I want to remind you, please subscribe to Locked On Dodgers wherever you get your podcasts. And when you get in your car or sit on your couch, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. All right, let's start with the cuts in camp on Tuesday morning, I believe. The Dodgers announced seven more cuts to their roster. Some of them were not surprising at all. Rangel Ravelo has shown that basically he is not a very good hitter or a very good defender, and so he was sent to the minors. Matt Davidson, who I guess maybe theoretically it's a surprise since they kept pretending that he might have a chance to make the roster. Of course, he didn't. Tim Fedorovich, who exists within spring training because he knows how to wear a catcher's glove, he was sent to the minors. Mike Kickham, who is somehow still a rookie, even though he's been in the league for 800 years, he was sent to the minors because he was always going to be AAA depth. Nick Robertson, who is a person who exists, he was sent down. And then the last two are two left-handed relievers who both I expect to see them in the big leagues probably. Definitely Garrett Clevenger. We'll see him in the big leagues at some point this year. And then James Pazos was the other one. I have high hopes for Pazos that the Dodgers player development system can get him to be where he can be effective. And knowing the way a long baseball season goes, they're going to need some of these left-handed relievers. And so I expect to see Clevenger and Pazos both at the big leagues at some point this year. I would be surprised if we see any of the other five. And so that's the spring training cuts. The roster, really, there's only the two questions left that I talked about the other day. You know, who's going to be that last reliever? Is it going to be Dennis Santana? Or is it going to be somebody else? Oh, Scott Alexander. And then the other question is, who's going to be the last bench spot? Is it going to be Edwin Rios? Or is it going to be Sheldon Noisy? Everything else, there's 24 spots that are totally locked up. So even guys who haven't been sent down yet, obviously will be. DJ Peters isn't going to break camp with the team unless there's several injuries. So guys like that. But they do them a little bit at a time. But we are now only a week away from opening day. And so we are going to see the final cuts in the next week. And we'll get answers to those questions. The other little bit of news on the Dodger front is that the Dodgers now have an official donut. Dunkin' used to be called Dunkin' Donuts. I think they changed their name to just Dunkin' now. But Dunkin' is the official donut of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, if you're not familiar with Dunkin', that means you've never been to Boston, because Dunkin' Donuts is on, like Starbucks in Seattle. That's Dunkin' Donuts in Boston. Like literally, if you drive 5 miles, you're going to see 10 Dunkins. And the other thing you might know about them is that they suck. Dunkin' Donuts are bad. I don't drink coffee. I don't know if their coffee's any good. I know a lot of people apparently like their coffee. But man, their donuts are bad. Really, really bad. I think they do breakfast sandwiches too. Those are bad. I've only been to Dunkin' a few times. And every time, like anybody who's seen me understands, I am about as big a fan of donuts as you're going to find. I really like donuts. And so, like, for the most part, I'd rather have a quote-unquote bad donut than a lot of good other things. But Dunkin', it's like, it's not just a bad donut. It's not bad for a donut. It's not like, oh, wow, that wasn't as good as some donuts I've had. It's like, oh, wow, that wasn't as good as some vegetables I've had. Like, Dunkin' is bad. They taste really bad. There's not a single donut you can find at a grocery store that I wouldn't rather eat than a Dunkin'. I would rather, like, buy a package of Hostess donuts, the little six packs, the chocolate frosted donuts. I would rather throw away the actual donuts from that package and lick the cardboard from the bottom of that than eat a Dunkin' donut. That's my opinion on Dunkin' donuts. So while you will be able to get them at Dodger Stadium, the only thing that can make Dunkin' worse is stadium prices. So yeah, you may be able to spend $6 on a Dunkin' donut. Let me tell you, do not do it. Trust me on this. Don't do it. Find a hobo to lick. Go find a hobo, lick him on his armpit. It's better than a Dunkin' donut. All right, so that's Dunkin', the official donut of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Exciting news out of Los Angeles. That'll do it for this first segment. I'm going to take a little break, and when I come back, I will answer a listener question about something that is even worse than a hobo's armpit and worse than Dunkin' Donuts, and that's the Astros. So keep it locked on, Dodgers. With the increasing number of makes and models of cars, so many, it's impossible to stock for any auto parts store to stock all the parts you need in their little chain storefront. And so most of the time, if you go down to the auto parts store, you're going to have to order in the part you need anyway. Well, just cut out the middleman. Don't go anywhere. Just sit down at your computer and go to rockauto.com. Type in rockauto.com and hit enter, and that'll take you to this cool website, which is rockauto.com. It's a family-owned business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. They have great customer service, great returns, which I've had to utilize one time when I ordered the wrong part, sent it back, they refunded me, boom, no hassle at all. They have great prices. Everything I bought, it has been significantly less than I could find anywhere else. It's just, if you ever need auto parts and you don't go to rockauto.com, I'll tell you, I had a guy come to work on my car, and I had ordered the parts from Rock Auto, and he got to my house to do some work at my house. And he said, oh, Rock Auto, so you know your stuff, huh? That's what this mechanic said to me. He saw a Rock Auto box. He assumed I knew my stuff. So if you want to pretend that you know your stuff, just go to rockauto.com, order whatever you need for your car. They have every make and model. You just find it. They have a list of your parts. Easy to use website. And then if you buy something, they're going to ask, hey, how'd you hear about us? And you're going to say, oh, Locked On sent me. And then they'll know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. All right, I'm back, and it's time to take a listener question. This comes from Jeff Brumley in Jacksonville, Florida. He sent us an email. He said, hey guys, I see that the Dodgers play in Houston in May and host the Astros in August. Question: do you think Dodger fans will/should bring the heckling that was planned for 2020? Personally, I hope so, and would love to see you guys get Dodger Nation riled up. I love the podcast, Jeff in Jacksonville, Florida. Thanks, Jeff. Cool name. Good taste in podcasts. I really have nothing bad to say about you, man. When it comes to the Astros, I don't know. I think Vince and I might have different answers to this than a lot of people do. I've told you guys before, I'm not really much of a booer. I definitely never boo my own team. And even booing the other team, it's like, I feel like it's a weird sound. I don't like making the sound boo. Like it's generic. Like I don't know. I can't bring myself to do it because I feel like it's meaningless. I might make exceptions. If I do happen to go to a Dodgers Astros game, in Dodger Stadium, I might make an exception and boo. I definitely will be rooting really hard against the Astros. And it's sad because, you know, Astros fans think that the Astros, they have a persecution complex. They think they were singled out. They think everybody was cheating, blah, 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 blah. And people were just out to get the Astros. And I got to tell you, it's the opposite for me. I actually, in 2017, when the Astros beat the Dodgers, I was at all four of the home games for the Dodgers in that series. So I was there in game six when the Dodgers came home down 3-2. They won game six, sent it to game seven. I was there at game seven when they lost the World Series. And it sucked. But honest to goodness, my thought was, well, at least it was the Astros. I can be happy for them. I like these guys, you know. And at the time, my thought was, how can you not like Jose Altuve? You know, Carlos Correa, like, I really like that guy. You know, Alex Bregman, he's cocky, but he's fun to watch. You know, how can you not be happy for these guys? And that was my honest to goodness thought. Obviously, I would have rather had the Dodgers win the World Series. I would have been much happier. I wouldn't have cried in front of strangers at Dodger Stadium that night if the Dodgers, well, I would have, but for a different reason. You know, like, I wanted the Dodgers to win. But my mindset at the time was, well, if they had to lose to somebody, it's the Astros. They've never won it before. Their fans are happy. You know, I met some Astros fans at Game 6 of the World Series. Really cool people. I was talking to them walking out of the stadium, and I was talking to some guys in Astros hats, and I asked them, you coming back tomorrow? They said, no, we blew all our money on this one shot. We were hoping to see them win it tonight, you know. And like, we had a really friendly conversation. I was so, like, if the Dodgers had to lose the World Series, I was glad it was the Astros. And so there's no pre-existing bias against the Astros. You know, I mean, I remember when the Dodgers and Astros were divisional rivals in the National League West, but I didn't, like, I was too young when they actually were rivals. I think more of the Braves when I think of old school Dodgers rivals than I think of the Astros or Reds, even though the Astros and Reds were too. So there's no pre-existing bias against the Astros for me. But the thing is, they cheated, and then they got defiant about it. They refused to admit it. They didn't get punished for it. They Carlos Correa decided that he's going to be a tough guy, even though he's like weighs 36 pounds and has bones that are made of like Fabergé. You know, he is. I can't believe there was a time when I thought to myself, well, if the Dodgers couldn't win, at least Carlos Correa did. And look, he got engaged right after. I'm happy for that dude. No, I'm not. Carlos Correa, your marriage is a sham. It doesn't count because you got engaged after cheating to win the World Series. Sorry, that's the rules. That's your punishment. You're no longer married. You know, I guess that's a bonus for your wife, but as punishment for you. So, yeah, I am not over it. I don't talk about the Astros much. I don't dwell on it. And I don't even think about them much, except when it comes up in relation to the Dodgers. In general, I don't care. If the Astros win 100 games next year, great. If they win 30 games, great. I care about the 6 games or whatever it is that they're playing the Dodgers. And if they meet in the World Series, I'll care about them then. That's kind of my opinion on all other teams. Even the Giants, Dodger-Giants rivalry, I don't care about the Giants except when it affects the Dodgers. So if they're playing the Dodgers, that's 19 times a year, I care. I want the Giants to lose. If they're battling for the division, I want the Giants to lose. Otherwise, like the last few years, I couldn't tell you if the Giants had a really bad season or a kind of bad season the last few years. All I know is they weren't competing with the Dodgers, and so I only cared about them when they were playing the Dodgers. Same with the Astros. I just don't care. But when they do come to Dodger Stadium, to the scene of the crime, for the first time to play the Dodgers there, they did play in the postseason last year. But when they do return to the scene of crime to play the Dodgers again in Dodger Stadium with fans there, and I guess they played there against the Dodgers too, but my point is with fans there, yeah, if I'm there, I might even make the boo sound with my mouth. I will definitely be rooting really hard for the Dodgers to throw a perfect game and score 36 runs every game. Like, I want 36-0 shutouts, perfect games. I want the Astros to be sad. I want those players to think, man, baseball used to be fun and now it's not anymore. And then I want them to retire in shame. Like, sorry, Jose Altuve. You used to be this cute little spunky guy who everybody had to root for. Now, guess what? You are, at best, the team leader of a team of cheaters who knew that your teammates were cheating and did nothing about it. I know a lot of people think that's not fair for me to put that on him. I don't care. You know what? That's what you get. And maybe other players will think about that. Oh, I know that my teammates are cheating. Look, even a guy like Jose Altuve, who was universally beloved, now is thought of as, at best, the teammate of cheaters. And so maybe they won't do it anymore. So that's a long-winded way of not answering your question, Jeff. I'm a big believer in letting fans fan however they choose to. And so people who want to boo and heckle the Astros, awesome. I hope the Dodgers let people bring signs in, although I assume there would be a lot of vulgarity on those signs and that they'd have to confiscate, so it's probably easier for them if they don't. People might organize the whole sign thing outside the stadium as the bus is coming in again like they did last year. You know, I wouldn't take part in that, but I don't begrudge people that. That's, you know, whatever people want to do, I think is totally justified. The Astros deserve every bad thing they get, obviously in context of baseball. I don't wish any actual physical harm on any of the Astros players. I don't want them to get sick or injured. I just want them to be bad at baseball and feel shame. That's what I want. So, So that's my thoughts, especially because all these guys who we're talking about, they're all rich already. So it's not even really talking about taking away their livelihood. Yeah, I hope Jose Altuve bats 180 for the rest of his career and retires soon because he can't play baseball anymore. You know, sorry, you got your money, not taking away your livelihood. You don't deserve to be a baseball. So those are my thoughts on the Astros. And I don't talk about them much. And I definitely don't do it vocally and publicly. So I don't think I will be a big part of heckling and booing. But if I'm there, yeah, I'll probably make the boo sound with my mouth. So thank you for the question, Jeff. Any of you else who want to shoot us questions, you can email us. You can social media us. I'll give you all the contact info at the end if you don't know it. But yeah, I'm going to take another break. And when I come back, I will talk about the Dodger Stadium safety protocols and, you know, certain decisions by certain politicians. So keep it locked on Dodgers. BetOnline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football's over, but the NCAA tournament, NBA, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with promo code LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON for 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market, for a long time now. Built Bar is the amazing, low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing-tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. And now it's time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It's Built Bar Madness. We are into the, not the Elite Eight, it's the Enticing Eight. We did the Sweetest 16. We now have the Enticing Eight to get us to the Flavorful Four. And that will take us to the championship. So it's pretty clever. You can see the whole bracket at builtbar.com/pages/brackets. We almost had a chance to potentially have an all coconut flavorful four, but we don't have that. But today's matchup, I believe, is mint brownie against coconut puff. Other elite or enticing eight matchups, we have caramel brownie against coconut brownie chunk. We have cookies and cream against coconut almond. And then the other day, the white chocolate birthday cake beat out the coconut bar to knock out coconut in that end of the bracket. So that last matchup in the Enticing Eight will be white chocolate birthday cake against cookie dough chunk, which was my nickname in high school. So go over to builtbar.com/pages/brackets and vote for your favorite. And while you're there, go ahead and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com, and check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. The Locked On MLB Division Preview Series continues on Locked On MLB Today. Every episode from now until the 31st features in-depth looks at each team in every division. It's all on the Locked On MLB podcast feed right now. Follow Locked On MLB on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, I'm back for our final segment. And Dodger Stadium announced, well, the pre-sale... I don't know if I've explained this on this podcast. Maybe I'll give you a little explanation of how the Dodgers are doing tickets. For season ticket holders, they've canceled all of their tickets through June 2nd, which happens to be my birthday, but I don't think that's why they did it. But there are 29 home games from opening day to June 2nd. Opening the home opener and then 28 others. They've split those other 28 into two 14-game packages. And then Package A and Package B. And Dodger season ticket holders, the last 3 days, Tuesday, yesterday, and now today, Thursday, based on seniority as a season ticket holder, have had the opportunity to go in and sign up for either Plan A or Plan B to get a 14-game package. Those tickets are in pods of 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 tickets. You have to buy an entire pod if you do, and you have to buy the whole 14-game schedule. Anybody who buys one of those 14-game plans, one of the season ticket holders, will have the opportunity to try to get tickets to the home opener in a pre-sale that they haven't announced when they're doing it yet, but I assume it'll be in the next few days, to try to get tickets for that. So to be eligible to try to get home opener tickets, you have to be a season ticket holder who has bought one of the 14-game packages. They also have a link where you can go to register to sign up to try to get opening day tickets, dodgers.com/opening day. If you're not a season ticket holder, I'll be surprised if there are any tickets available to the public, but it might happen. So I got my tickets. I got my 14-game package, Plan A, on yesterday, Wednesday. And along with that, on Wednesday, the Dodgers launched their fan safety portal. It's at dodgers.com/fansafety. And they have updated policies and protocols for Dodger Stadium, to at least for the start of the season. And they say they were created to comply with local and state regulations and after consultation with Major League Baseball. So I'm just going to read you some of this stuff, and then I'll talk a little bit about it. There will be no paper tickets. Everything will be issued digitally and scanned at entrances for mobile devices through the MLB Ballpark app. The capacity as of right now is at 20% capacity, which is 11,200, I believe. Southern California, or Los Angeles County is getting close to the orange tier, which would be 33%, which would add an extra about 7,000 people to the capacity. And then if they get to yellow tier, that would be 2/3 full, which would double that from the 33%. A lot of, it's nice that we can have some fans in the stands, and there seems to be some promise that that there will be even more fans sometime in the near-ish future. I mentioned the pods. Social distancing is encouraged at all times in Dodger Stadium. They're going to limit capacity in elevators, restrooms, and indoor areas. They're going to try to discourage congregating on the concourse. Everything you buy at the concession stands will be contactless and cashless. They're installing little reverse ATM machines where you can put cash into a machine and they'll give you a prepaid MasterCard to pay for stuff. That's kind of cool. You have to purchase your parking in advance to reduce contact for fans and employees. Obviously, you have to wear masks. What else? Enhanced cleaning and sanitization. And then the stadium gates will open an hour before game time. It used to be an hour and a half, and it was even longer before for season ticket holders. Now it's just an hour before for everybody. Parking lots open an hour and a half prior to game time. And they're still working on procedures for ordering food and drinks, and that will be announced at a later date. For me, the part I want to gripe about, and this, it's going to sound like a political rant. It's not. It's a rant about a politician. And a decision that this politician made. I don't know. I'm not going to give a bunch of caveats like I did when I was talking about Trevor Bauer. I'm just going to say I believe in science. I believe that precautions that are based on science, I'm happy to comply with them, even if I don't totally agree with them. And I usually do because, like I said, I believe in science. I think that When politicians are put in charge of making decisions, they often make decisions based on politics rather than on science. And I think that California's governor is no exception to that. And so when I talked about those tiers, the red tier, orange tier, and yellow tier, that adjust how many fans are allowed in the stands, the part I didn't mention is that Governor Newsom has declared that only California residents will be allowed. And now, as you know, I live in Utah. My parents live in California. As my cousin has pointed out to me, getting a California ID is not a hard thing to do. I absolutely could legally be a resident of California by the home opener. And I might be if I decide that that's what I need to do. If I decide to go into the games, is that important to me? That might happen. My issue with it is that it's not based on science. Because even if we accept the idea that people who aren't from California are more likely to have COVID, which obviously is ridiculous. Even if we accept the idea that opening it up to, you don't want people coming to California to go to the games because it makes social distancing harder. Here's the thing. There are roughly 25 million people in Southern California. And so let's say that all 11,200 fans who are allowed in Dodger Stadium for a given game are coming from outside of California. Let's say it's all an influx of us dirty COVID-y Utahns. That would be an increase in the number of people in Southern California of 0.04%. Adding 11,200 people because there are 25 million people in Southern California. So obviously it wouldn't be all 11,200. It might be 1,000 people who want to come from outside. Most of the people going to Dodger games live in Southern California. If 1,000 people come in, well, now you're just adding another zero. It's 0.0004 or whatever. Like, it is such a minuscule drop in the bucket. And that's even before we get to the fact that I've had both doses of the vaccine. I'm vaccinated. I donated blood last week and confirmed the Red Cross tests. And yes, I have the COVID antibodies in my system. I could prove that. I could prove I've been vaccinated. All these things. And yet, the political decision was only Californians can go to Dodger Stadium. Well, guess what? I hate it. I think it's stupid. I've done a lot of things in the last year that I thought were stupid. And this is probably another one that I'll do. I'll have to obey that stupid rule. But Gavin Newsom, if you're listening to this, I want you to look deep in your heart and ask yourself, is this rule based on science? The answer is no. And maybe you will make the right decision because guess what? Dodgers, we see it. Road games, the Dodgers travel well. That's because Dodger fans live all over the country, all over the world. And so I'm going to be at opening day in Colorado, and nobody's going to give me a hard time because Colorado didn't say only Coloradans can come to Coors Field because they know they're desperate to get anybody in the stadium. Dodger fans are going to overrun Coors Field next week on opening day. And it's going to show once again, hey, look, there's a lot of people who love the Dodgers who don't live in Southern California. And Gavin Newsom made a political decision instead of a scientific decision. And at least one non-Californian named Jeff Snyder is ticked about it. So anyway, the rest of the safety measures, I like it. I'm glad that they're going to be careful. I'm glad that fans can be in the stands, and I hope everyone will be responsible. I'm glad that the COVID numbers are getting under control in LA County. I'm glad the vaccinations are going well, all that stuff. Happy about it. If the governor would just start making decisions based on science instead of politics, I'd be totally happy with how things are going. So I'm ending on an angry note, I guess, and that's okay once in a while. So I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you all for listening. If you haven't yet subscribed to Locked On Dodgers, please do so now. You can get it wherever you get podcasts. If you have Apple Podcasts, even if you don't use it, go ahead and subscribe there. That will help other people find us. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Locked On Dodgers. Vince is on Twitter at Vince Samperio. I'm on Twitter at Snydog, and the DMs are open in all of those places. Our email address is lockedondodgers@gmail.com, and our phone number for voicemails or texts is 323-863-LOCK-5625. We are here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be here with us. When you get in your car or sit on your couch, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart, all heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles. Your Los Angeles. Our Los Angeles. Do you think we'll really win the pennant? Bye!